The Quester. This eagerness to become a disciple and learn truth is the first necessary qualification. Without it, nothing can be done. With it, everything will come naturally in automatic response from the Overself. Humility is the first step on this path. We should realize how little we really know when confronted by the great mysteries of life. His task is to discover the presence within himself of a deeper and diviner layer of the mind, if he is to achieve his purpose. He should be clearly pictured in his mind and strongly supported by his will. It should be desired with all his being, believed in with all his heart. He who puts his mind on the unlimited instead of on the little parts, who does not deal with fractions, but with the all-absorbing whole, gains some of its power. The wise aspirant will not hanker after manifestations of the marvelous. He wants the highest life has to offer, and he knows that nothing could be more marvelous than the realization of God as his own self. Quite often the aspirant will not be aware how far he has grown in virtue until some crucial test arises in the sphere of everyday living. Then, to his surprise and pleasure, he may note the ease with which he passes it. He can find the Overself, even if he is caught up in the work of earning a livelihood. But his participation in the world's activity and pleasure will have to be a limited one. Not other men's voices, but his own inner voice should say how far he should go along with the world. Anyone who pursued the quest with the same zeal with which everyone pursues earthly things would soon come within sight of its goal. He who has nurtured the thoughts and cultivated the stillness and behaved by the injunctions which philosophy has offered him will, when the late evening of his life comes, not only never regret it, but be glad for it.